We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Riverwind Coach's Corner, presented by Riverwind, still the one. Also brought to you in part by Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports. And by AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. This is the Riverwind Coach's Corner. Now, here are your hosts, Chris Plank and Teddy Lehman.
Welcome back inside the Coach's Corner after a bye week. Along with Teddy Lehman, I'm Chris Plank, and Riverwind makes it possible to bring you the Coach's Corner. We are welcomed by Cale Gundy after I say bye week. There's no such thing as a true bye week or off week, is there? You guys are
No. Busy
hitting the road recruiting, and I think Lincoln said something interesting during his Monday press conference. This week was a lot about focusing on yourself. So how was this week off? How was this week of preparation for you?
Well, it was a great week, actually. I mean, we got after it pretty good, and it's just kind of a, you know, that's what we do around here. When it's a bye week or an open week, we don't really give them a lot of time off. I mean, we go back to the drawing board, and we get after it, and we compete against each other every day in practice, and Tuesday and Wednesday, we get after it pretty physical.
No, it probably stings too. You know, after a loss, to go into a bye week, it always is ramped up another notch. And you usually come out of this thing pretty good. I mean, haven't lost back-to-back weeks since 99. I guess you're the only coach around that's been a part of that. It was a long time ago. So what is it? What's the thing that makes Oklahoma bounce back so well?
Well, I just think we're a good football team. You know, and good football teams, you learn from your mistakes and you rebound and you move on. We're still in a very good position right here. We're still a very good football team. You know, we're as good as anybody in this conference, and we believe that. But it was a great week of practice. A lot of energy for what was going on. But we competed really well at a high level, and it has actually carried it over to this week as well.
You know, we got Ruffin McNeil coming up next, and he's taking over defensive coordinator responsibilities. It's something that, obviously you're there, you're in the locker room, you're with the guys, you're around them. How has that change impacted what you've seen from the guys so far?
Well, Ruff is one of those guys that, as a coach, in every staff has one or two guys, but when he talks, everybody listens. All those guys really like Ruff. He can be very hard on those guys at times as coaching them and very firm, but he can also, you know, be a guy that's cutting jokes and making you laugh. So he's just one of those guys that they tend to gravitate to, and whenever he talks, they listen.
I'm sure you guys probably quite a bit of good on good, you know, over the bye week and have to go up against those guys a little bit too. What are some of the rough edges offensively you guys been trying to work out through the practice week?
Well, just being more consistent, I think, and continuing to you know, be able to run the football as well. You know, we've had some penalties, some spot penalties here and there in situations that really put us behind the chains. But just, I would say just more consistency.
You know, it's interesting because we had a bye week. We didn't get to talk about it. But there are some incredible positives that come out of a tough loss, like this resilience this team showed at the Cotton Bowl. Coach, it says a lot about the way that this offensive team rallied in the fourth quarter, doesn't it?
Well, we did. And you know, the defense had a stop or two, which gave us the opportunity as well. But, you know, I think one of the themes that we've always had and Lincoln always, you know, passes along to the team is just keep playing ball. You got to play four quarters. You can't play two. You can't play two and a half. You can't play three. You got to play four quarters. So just keep playing ball. And we feel like we got the weapons and the players that are out there that obviously when we are playing well, we can move the ball fast and we can score fast. So just keep playing ball, and that's what we did.
How did you feel your guys individually did against Texas?
You know, I thought they did fine. You know, Grant obviously got dinged up, you know, early in the game there. Obviously would have liked to have seen him catch that ball, hold on to that ball, but he took a pretty good hit right in the head, which I didn't really notice until I saw it on
film. That's what I thought they were reviewing whenever they went back.
I didn't even notice it, but... you know, again, and you know, Teddy, you've been in that game. That game's just so different. It's just a different game. It's, you know, you could be so much better, you know, 9 out of 10 times than a team, and or a team not be playing as well, not as had as much success. It's just a different football game, physically, emotionally. But you just got to keep playing, and a lot of things happen in those games.
Keep a note and an eye on that play. We'll go inside the film room with Teddy and Coach on that little swing out to Marquise Brown. But it's interesting because you were part of the game planning with this coach, and we'll talk a lot about your inside receivers and your guys. But, man, the progression of Kyler Murray continues to wow me every single game. Able to fit balls into a tight window, doesn't seem to be forcing things too much. And, man, when he gets around that edge,
yeah,
that's elite level speed.
Yeah, he does. He definitely has video game speed at the highest level. There's no doubt.
Cheat code video game speed.
He does. You know, but again, the guy's he's a ball player. You know, and you know, there's a reason why he didn't lose a game in high school. You know, he's played on a good football team, but you know, to go through your whole high school career and never lose a football game is pretty special. His abilities and his skill sets really good, and you know, obviously with you know having some of the weapons around him, being able to get the ball out in space, and then with the offensive line, you can run things. It tends to open some things up, but he's still pulling the trigger on a lot of great reads.
Has anything surprised you with him? I know you've seen him a ton in practice, so probably not too surprising. You've seen his speed, you've seen his arm. Like for me, I knew all those talents were there, but I was really impressed with how poised he is in the pocket, yeah. How calm he is. I thought maybe there'd be some chaos back there, but.
Well, you know, for a guy that's, you know, hadn't played a lot of college ball, had a ton of snaps, you know, those are the things that you're, like you said, you kind of wonder how he's going to have, you know, be in the fire of things. He's that's his demeanor. He's got a lot of poise. But he is a great competitor. You know, he's not a vocal guy, not a big vocal guy, but he is a great competitor, and you know, he shows it on Saturdays.
You know what I've noticed in watching him on the sidelines is that he leads, and again, everyone's going to be compared to Baker, yeah. Especially in the short term, but they lead in such different ways. Baker was an emotional, more of a rah-rah kind of a guy, and that's great because people and fans migrated towards that. Kyler, quieter, softer, but still, I mean, he'll be down there with the defense. He's there with his offensive line. He has this almost omnipresence when it comes to everything going on with the game.
Well, again, and I think it goes back to just his, you know, early days and growing up in high school. I mean, he's enjoyed a lot of success. You know, he comes from a family that's had a lot of success, and, you know, his dad and his uncles were, you know, great athletes. He learned that at a young age, and it off, you know, people feed off of it.
Well, both of these plays, by the way, Ted, we'll continue on it in just a bit. Our Kyler plays that we're going to look at as we take you inside the film room, brought to you by Orthodontics exclusively, or as we like to put it, in layman's terms. So, Teddy, take it away.
Yeah, I got a couple of plays here, red zone plays from Kyler Murray and Marquise Brown, some of the different ways they use him. I love this. There was a lot of this motion in this football game, bringing Marquise Brown into the backfield. Here he comes, motions into the backfield, creates a little bit different look for the defense. And this is like a A triple option where the pitch guy is about 15 yards away from the quarterback. You got a guy out here on an island with a lot of speed coming at him with Kyler Murray and Marquise Brown. I don't think there's any chance he makes that play. But how about that, the look there with Marquise Brown, getting him in the backfield, changing it up a little bit?
Well, again, trying to find a guy that's as fast as anybody on the field or faster than everybody on the field and trying to put him in space. And, you know, obviously that play, as it tend to play out there, you got a corner that's, you know, probably facing the two fastest guys that he may
maybe
face all year long. Is not a good position.
And here's another one, you know, after Marquise Brown has that touchdown, kind of draw some attention here from Texas's defense. Another play action in the backfield. Kyler with a great read here, checking those defenders. And that's what happens whenever you have a nice play in the red zone. You go back to it, draws the attention of Marquise Brown. There's CeeDee Lamb right there in the end of the in the back of the end zone.
Yeah, that's exactly right. When a guy's that dangerous, people are going to follow him even when they're not supposed to. Obviously, the inside guy that was covering Marquise there has a man's got to run with him. The guy over CD is supposed to stay with CD, but you know, when you got a fast guy running around, it draws a lot of attention.
I don't think I realized until just seeing that now how wide open CD was in the end zone on that play. How challenging is that for the linebackers too, Ted? You saw them both bit on Marquise Brown.
Well, there's a lot going on there. You've got a play action that starts off for the linebackers. Then you've got the bubble screen that's going on with Marquise Brown. And then there's CD Lamb in the back of the end zone. So there's a lot going on. That's why this offense is so good. There's a lot of things to watch for.
And that stuff
linebacker.
Happens so fast. And right. It doesn't take long for somebody to get behind you and you can't make it up.
Yep. One false step, that's all it takes.
Yep.
That's in layman's terms, brought to you by Orthodontics exclusively. Let's talk a little bit about TCU, and let's talk about that inside receiver position next as we are inside the Coach's Corner, presented by Riverwind with Cale Gundy. Stick around.
Community Coffee is partnering with your local Homeland to give you a chance for a trip to the Sooners 2018 bowl game. Visit your local Homeland or text football to 77000 to enter.
Hi, I'm Attorney Noble McIntyre of McIntyre Law. For the past 22 years, I've helped people injured as the result of automobile or motorcycle crashes, mistakes made by doctors or hospitals, or even because of a badly designed medical device such as a defective hip implant. I hope you never need an injury attorney, but if you do and you would like to talk to an experienced trial lawyer, please call me. The consultation is free, and I will answer any questions you may have. Call 405-917-5200 or visit McIntyreLaw.com today.
Lindsey Buckingham, live in concert. The Showplace Theater at Riverwind, Friday, November 9th. With very special guest, J.S. Ondara. Get tickets now at riverwind.com. Lindsey Buckingham, performing hits spanning his entire career. Check more at lindseybuckingham.com.
If you're like me and you love, I mean, if you have a thing, then cutting the cord is scary. But then I found out I could switch to DirecTV Now and still get the live sports I love. No satellite needed, no bulky hardware, no annual contract, just
get the live sports you love. DirecTV Now. Visit DirecTVNow.com. DirecTV Now. More for your thing. That's our thing. Compatible devices required. Sold separately. Service renews and is billed monthly until canceled. Charges, exclusions, and restrictions apply.
At Landers Auto Group of Norman, we never underestimate the heart of a champion because we know what it takes to be one of the best. Hard work, time, the drive to compete, the will to win. Whether you're in a dealership or on the football field, you've got a job to do. And no matter what, you get it done. So get ready, Sooner Nation, because here we go. Landers Auto Group of Norman, driving tradition, proud partner of Sooner Athletics.
Hallmarks of Sooner football have always been drive, determination, and winning the right way. This is Chris Hammonds, captain of the 2000 National Championship team and partner of the law firm Laird Hammonds Laird. We practice those same winning traditions in the courtroom, working for you. For personal injury, workers' comp, family law, or criminal defense, Laird Hammonds Laird is your championship team.
Call Laird Hammonds Laird at 405-703-4567 or visit LHLlaw.com today.
Hey guys, is it time to get your hair in the game?
Time to claim your spot!
Then it's time to check in online at sportclips.com/check-in for a fresh cut, legendary hot steam towel, and massaging shampoo. So do your hair a favor by checking in online and arrive just in time for your Sport Clips MVP haircut experience while you surround yourself with sports on TV. Get in line online at sportclips.com/check-in.
Time to claim your spot.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. Martell Sincere writes, I'm at Chick-fil-A having dinner, #dinner, #dinnertonight, #dinnertime, #dinnerisready, #chicken, #Chick-fil-A, #food, #FoodieFriday, #foodie. Wow, thanks for the love, Mr. Sincere. It's the little things that make dinner special, like hashtags. Speaking of, tweet your stories at Chick-fil-A with #thelittlethings.
It is I, thine king. Today, I speaketh on behalf of Bud Light and the most sacred of traditions, the tailgate. In my days as a collegiate liege, I hosted the very first tailgate in yon woods. We didn't have coolers or sports. We were basically just in the woods. But we had Bud Light, so a tailgate it was. Anyway, I invite you to continue my legacy and enjoy Bud Light courtesy of me at your tailgate. Also courtesy of me. Dilly dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Sooner Sports Podcast is your all-access audio pass to Sooner Sports. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Friday, and all you have to do is subscribe, and you'll get all the Sooner talk you want and need delivered right to your phone or iPad. Bud Light, official sponsor of Oklahoma Athletics, reminding you to enjoy responsibility. Walden Cleaners has three generations of knowledge that ensure the highest in quality detergents and cleaning methods are used, along with the most advanced equipment. Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality. All right, welcome back inside the Coach's Corner. You heard about the Sooner Sports Podcast coming back. Did you know that this show is available on the Sooner Sports Podcast? Simply log on to Soonersports.tv/podcast and subscribe, and you'll get the Coach's Corner, Cale Gundy, in your inbox first thing tomorrow morning. First and foremost, Coach, bye week getting set for TCU. Before we dive into the Horned Frogs, Ted had asked about your inside receiver position specifically, but I'm curious. We talked about this with Shane Beamer earlier. How do you guys decide who's in your room and who's in his room when it comes to who's an inside receiver and who's designated as a tight end?
Well, I take the guys that run around and catch the balls more. He keeps the guys that are more putting their hand down and more guys that can run around and block. So that's what it is.
You got the guys that can catch. He's got the blockheads, the guys that can block.
I go to one-on-ones. He goes the inside drill.
I like that.
Now, with that in mind, there's a lot of versatility with these guys that you have in your room, and one guy that's jumped out quickly and early on has been Lee Morris.
Yeah. Now, Lee wouldn't go in there with Shane, but, Lee's been a guy that's, obviously he's been in the system, and he's learned the system, and he's, guy that's got some ability. Obviously, he's got some, he can jump out of the gym. He's learned the system. He's really, really smart, and he's became a really good football player. And, he starts on special teams. The guy tends to just, every time he catches the ball, tends to, score touchdowns, it seems like.
As you head in to play TCU after a bye week, I'm sure some extra time helps. Patterson and these defenses always really good, always end up in the top of the league in most categories. So some extra preparation time probably helpful.
Yeah, they're number one in the league in about everything right now defensively, and they've got a lot of seniors. They've got two great defensive ends that are, as good as anybody in the conference, and be highly ranked in the country. And they got linebacker, they got secondary guys. It's just a typical Gary Patterson defense, and they do a tremendous job. He does a great job. He schemes you. Really good job on game day and adjustments, but it was good for us to get a chance to see him a little bit more. And then the same with them offensively. They've got guys. They've got, outside receiver Jalen Reagor is as good as anybody in the conference, and they got a running back, and they got a fast guy, and Turpin that's as fast as anybody in the conference. So they're a good football team. It'll be a major challenge for Saturday.
Are they doing, and again, obviously we're not going to get too in-depth on the game plan, but do you see anything that they're doing different defensively, or has it kind of just been Gary Patterson's trademark?
No, just his trademark. And, you give the guy a lot of credit because the players seem to really invest in it and know what he wants and how it's coached. And you just don't see a lot of bust in the system. But he has guys that's been there for a while. And like I said, there's, you know, a lot of seniors on that defense right now.
And going on the road, it's, you know, can be a tough place to play down there. It's loud. It's energetic. It's going to be an early kick. I mean, does that affect you guys at all?
No. I mean, we tend to we're used to that going on the road. You know, people, you know, the seats will fill up a little bit more whenever Sooners come into town. And, you know, it's just that, you know, it's always challenging. Typically, most times going on the road, but it's been challenging whenever we go down there and play on the road the last couple of times.
Yeah, had a very unique Thursday night game last week against Texas Tech. I'm curious, Ted had brought it up earlier, how good this team is coming off the loss. The last time that Oklahoma lost back-to-back games was in 1999. We also have a 17-game road winning streak going on right now. I'm sure names like Mayfield help whenever you're playing on the road, but in your opinion, Coach, what's made this Oklahoma team so good on the road?
I just think it's a challenge that we accept as a football team and as a program, and it's something that you know, we talk about early in the season is you know, being a great road team. And you know, it's you got a little bit more better feel playing at home in a comfortable environment, but on the road it's difficult. And you know, you've got to you really got to step up to it, and you just got to continue to play four quarters of something we talked about early. Because sometimes 10 on the road teams will have some success. Just don't ride the roller coaster, keep playing ball.
One of the things that helps on the road is to have a good running game and good offensive line play. You guys have had that. And I imagine against TCU, being able to establish runs is going to be another kind of pivotal thing for you guys.
Yes, because it's difficult to run on them,
yeah.
You know, and so it'll be a challenge. You know, it'll be, you know, great offensive line versus a great defense and the front seven. But to be able to run the ball against those guys, I mean, even your inside receivers got to do a tremendous job. I mean, you got to block those linebackers, those nickels, those safeties, those guys that are physical run-fit players. So it'll be a challenge for us.
We talked about Lee Morris. Let's focus back on that room a little bit. Another guy who has shown some ability and, as you brought up, had a touchdown catch that was taken away from him on a replay was Grant Calcaterra. How is he progressing? I know he's been dinged up a little bit, but we've seen potential there, Coach.
Yeah, he's actually had a really good week this week. In the bye week, we didn't do with him very much. Gave him some time off and just ran him on the side. But you know, he's been back going full speed this week. And as a matter of fact, I was just texting with him this morning just about, you know, how well he looks like he's been running around and you know, looking forward to taking that next step. You know, he's been dinged up a little bit, had a shoulder, had a concussion, and I think he's, you know, he's a passionate guy. He wants to get out there and perform at a high level.
Who else has looked good? Any of the young guys starting to come along?
Yeah, you know, Charleston Rambo is starting to kind of come around a little bit as a receiver for us. It's somebody that we definitely need. You know, besides that, the outside guys, Marquise has, you know, been the same, and AD and CD has been strong. But I would say, you know, Charleston Rambo's kind of been the guy offensively. He's been stepping up. And TJ Pledger's getting more reps, and Kennedy Brooks are getting more reps, and so they're getting a little bit more experience.
So it's interesting, too, because a lot of times you'll have guys that flash, and then, you know, they've got to do it consistently at practice.
Yeah.
So throw a couple names at you here. Mykel Jones, where does he fit in going forward? He made some big plays in the Big 12 championship game this year. He's overcome some adversity. Where do you see him in that inside receiver?
You know, Mykel kind of got a late start. He had some injuries. You know, he was out in spring ball, missed most of the summer, and was kind of a slow kind of getting out of the gates a little bit during fall camp. We've actually moved him to our outside receiver position. He's another guy that I was actually just talking to just about a day or two ago. Looks like he's kind of getting back to his full speed potential. So, again, just you got to have consistency and productivity to get on that field.
Absolutely. There's some good names on that outside. And real quick, before our Twitter question, a guy that I know you have been around since he was a little one, and a guy who they've got a great feature right now at Soonersports.tv is Nick Basquin.
Yeah.
Hard to come back from two Achilles injuries, but he's done it. How's he coming along?
He's coming around. It's just difficult, like you said, you know. And you know, he's worked on. He's spent more time with Coach Benny Wiley, our strength coach, on the side to try to help in that sense. And I think, you know, and not being you know, that I know it all, but it just seems like when you come back from serious injuries like that, a lot of time it's a mental deal. You know, once your mind believes that, you know what, my body's okay, and this is how it's going to be. Now I just got to move on. I think you start to overcome it.
Great stuff. which means you get the last question before we wrap up with Cale Gundy. The Academy Sports and Outdoor Twitter question of the day comes to us from Hank, who wants to know, this is kind of personal, Coach, how did you spend your bye week outside of football?
On the couch.
Well, I was
on the road.
I was on the road recruiting Wednesday after about 6 p.m., and I got back about midnight on Friday. So I was in Texas around a lot of different cities, saw two different high school football games. And then Saturday, I just got up and kind of did some stuff around the house, you know, and kind of felt like I'm helping the family out a little bit. And then went and hung out with my son and some of his buddies at a couple places and just kind of watched the football game, watched everybody else beat up on each
other. Do you feel like whenever you're watching a football game on Saturday, you feel like there's somewhere you're supposed to be that moment?
Well, yeah, you do, because you're, you know, typically this time of year for about 6-7 months. I mean, you're locked up and you know, it is weird when you're not playing on Saturday and everybody else is playing.
I would imagine there was a honey-do list, too, that needed to be taken care of, right?
Yeah, but I do that anyway.
Oh, that's perfect. Thanks, Cale. Good luck this weekend down in Fort Worth. That's Cale Gundy. When we come back, we'll talk to defensive coordinator Ruffin McNeil inside the Coach's Corner, presented by Riverwind.
Hey, y'all, it's Marty Smith. College football is here, which means it's tailgating season. Meat sizzling on the grill, a cold drink in your hand, and great music on the speakers. You've got to love it. Get all the gear you need for the perfect tailgate for less from my friends at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From grills and coolers to team jerseys and hats, everything you need is at your local store or academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, for all, for less. Man, now I'm really craving a burger.
Saving your time at Homeland.
Hey, OU fans, want to make your OU watch party extra special? Serve your guests Red River Ranch Angus Beef, Oklahoma's only certified tender beef. Whether you're having a cookout or a family meal at home, mouth-watering Red River Ranch Angus Beef has the great taste you'd expect from Oklahoma's own award-winning beef. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, official supermarket of Oklahoma football.
Good to be home, Homeland.
Die Blind. Live in concert. The Showplace Theatre at Riverwind, Saturday, December 29th. Get tickets now at riverwind.com. The EP, Thanks for Everything, is available everywhere now. There's more at thirdeyeblind.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeteer, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh. Dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, Sooner fans, Brent Swadley here. You know, before, during, and after a game, you have many restaurant options to choose from. Here at Swadley's, my family and I want to say thank you for continuing to choose us. We're fresh, we're local, and we're world famous. So come check out one of our 7 locations today, and be sure to come see us right here at the stadium during the game. We are Swadley's World Famous Barbecue, where faith, family, and Sooners come together.
Proud sponsor of OU Athletics.
If your heating or air goes out, I know you'll call Air Comfort Solutions, but did you know they now provide plumbing services? Gary England here with my friend Jason White telling you about Air Comfort Solutions, reliable plumbing services now accessible to you and me.
That's right, Gary. We now have trained professional plumbers on call to help you with everything from busted pipes to clogged drain.
It sounds like to me Air Comfort Solutions is a one-stop shop.
They certainly are. Call Air Comfort Solutions at 721-3740. That's 721-3740.
When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with Patriot Ford to honor a Patriot of the Game every home game this season. Go online to nominate your Patriot of the Game today. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment, and when it comes to service, no one beats Patriot Ford. Nominate your Patriot of the Game today at patriotford.com/hero.
A Sport Clips Championship haircut experience makes you feel like your hair has its own walk-up music. Maybe you play sports. Maybe you play sports online. Or maybe your sport is keeping up with your kids. Your hair deserves its own walk-up music. And at Sport Clips, we make it easy. A game-changing cut from a stylist trained for guys while you're surrounded by sports. Hair this good needs no introduction, but you'll want one anyway. So get in line online at sportclips.com/check-in and get your hair in the game.
Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue is the home of Sooner Sports Talk with Lincoln Riley every Tuesday night. Rudy's Country Store, bringing you the best in barbecue. Honor your patriot by nominating them for the Patriot of the Game at patriotford.com/hero. Patriot Ford, just 10 minutes south of Norman in the heart of Oklahoma, I-35, exit 95. Hey Sooner fans, satisfy all of your catering needs this season by visiting any Oklahoma City area Chick-fil-A location.
All right, thanks to Cale Gundy. We talked offense. Let's talk defense. The defensive coordinator for the Sooners, Ruffin McNeil, joins us inside the Coach's Corner presented by Riverwind. Not a typical week, Coach, but welcome. Congratulations. How has game prep been for you? How has this transition been?
Well, you know, with the bye week, we had a chance just to get back to basics a little bit, just to introduce things that I may like, but as far as fundamentals and little things, but the fundamental things about it. But preparation with TCU is going well. We right on schedule. So it's been good. You know, last week didn't really hit much TCU. It was really about us and making sure we're okay. And our kids have a really good toolbox. And then this week, more mixture of the toolbox, fundamental things. But, of course, more TCU.
For you specifically, the Texas game probably feels like it was a year ago by this point, but when you look back at that film, what's some of the stuff that you guys can learn from there moving forward?
Well, you know, Texas did a good job. But, you know, the biggest thing we've talked about is making sure we have yak, and that's yards after contact, not yards after catch, but do a better job of that. Once we make contact, do a great job stopping, I call them just stopping the runner. You know, whatever the game may be, stopping the run and give yourself a chance. You know, the effort, as always, Teddy, you played in that game, is not going to be a time for effort. It's just, there's always a time in those type games, and especially really all beat drop games where you have to make competitive plays. With that, just make sure our kids continue to do a great job making competitive plays. And then it goes back to, it sounds simple, but yeah, just doing your job with great effort, stopping the runner, and then with competitive plays involved. Mm-hmm. So the Texas game was always, like I said, I found out how big it was with the Red River being out here at OU. Having played Texas before, it's not the same as here. Yeah. So, but the kids bounced back. You know, it hit them hard, and hit all of us hard. But they bounced back. They were very resilient and had a good bye week. And then we've begun this week with a lot of energy.
Yeah, and You had mentioned working on you in the bye week and now getting ready for TCU a lot this week. But I'm curious, did you see the buy-in you wanted to see during that bye week? Did you see the guys focusing and getting that control of the toolbox like you wanted them to during that bye week?
Yeah, I did. You know, it was a transition that everybody, including coaches, it was a big transition that happened. But I saw the kids after, you know, talking to them, not at them, but talking to them and we as a staff and themselves that, hey, let's get to work, you know, and I did see that happen. And again, a lot of people, like the coaches, that everybody calls the 24-hour rule is a quote, but the kids are very resilient, and they've always been that way, you know, as obviously as from a coach's point of view, that whatever you expect, the kids will do, especially if you tell them what you expect. But the resiliency of our kids, I was very pleased with last week and this week too.
Does it help to, you know, go all the way back to 2015, lose to Texas, make it to a college football playoff. Year following, lose a couple games, make it to a Sugar Bowl. Last year, lose to Iowa State, make it college. Does it help that these guys have seen that you drop a game, it's not the end of the world, you still have all of your goals right there in front of you?
I'll tell you what, after the game, immediately, Coach Riley did a great job of gathering us up a family as a group and bring that very point. You know, we can learn from all, from tryouts and disasters, whatever happens, but I thought Coach Wright did a great job of getting everybody, again, focused on what you just said, what's left out there as the big goal, and where we still have an opportunity to accomplish a lot of things here. nothing, never out of the way, especially the way college football is now without a parity. But then it's about doing what we do, particularly as our program, and focus on what we do and how we do what we do, and making sure that happens, and worry about controllables and uncontrollables. The kids, what we can control is how we prepare. But we did bring it up as far as having a chance. In the past, we've always had this run, a way to finish, I would say. Run is used a lot, but to finish. So the kids understand that too.
How excited have you been about seeing Bob Diaco now get a job where he's been on the field, but he hasn't been able to coach. So now he gets that opportunity to really get his hands on it. Energy, right? This guy brings a lot of energy.
Well, you know, again, Bob and I, as head coaches, did battle against one another at UConn and other places that I worked in. But he's always been very enthusiastic, very, very knowledgeable and smart, hardworking, and a team guy. And so I've always, knowing Bob and his background and how his team's played and how he's coached his position, it's been really a joy to, as we call it, take the leash off of him and let him go.
Has this been it's always tough in the middle of a season, but as much as it can be, has this been a kind of a natural transition for you? Been there before, done that?
Yeah, been there before, Teddy, helps. Yep. You know, really on two occasions, as the interim as DC and interim as head coach, and both situations helped when it does happen unexpectedly. Is to, you know, always go back to, with me it is, okay, be yourself, first of all. Don't get caught up in trying to be something else. Mm-hmm. And that was something I've done a long time ago, is I will continue to be myself and how I handle it, and what do I, for myself, like, so it does help to go back, okay, what's first? Well, let's make sure we start from sequence, what's first, fundamentals, effort, fundamentals, discipline, those type things with me. Not that it wasn't there, but to make sure that I begin there. Yeah. So the interim spot helps because you've been there before in the same type of situation. Last time, we didn't have a bye week. We had a game that week, which
was...
Oh, so this is easy.
Oh, yeah. And but it's the transition helps. And then what the staff, you know, Tim Kish and Gavin Thibodeau and Kerry Cooks and Bob, who's been a part of staff and the graduate assistants, and Coach Riley. And it's been great to help that transition. Then the kids, again, it goes back to those guys. They've done a really good job of having big eyes and big ears, really, really trying to gather any knowledge they possibly could and everything we're telling them and really grasping that. So we try to make sure we do a good job of that.
Great stuff. We'll continue with Ruffin and McNeil when we come back. But before we go to a break, it's time to open up our film study. We call it In Layman's Terms, and it's brought to you by Orthodontics exclusively. And we got a couple of plays, Teddy, that highlight, well, at least one from one of the guys that we think we'll see a little bit more in Robert Barnes, right?
Yeah, just going to go back to the Texas game. You know, late had a couple of nice stops that we needed to have to force to get this thing back to where it had a chance to win it. And here's the play, got him backed up, you know, heavy run right here. Barnes is going to rock down into the formation here as a run support safety. And I love the aggressiveness. Right on the snap, there he goes, and he's attacking his gap, Coach.
That's great. Great, 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 great clip there. Because, you know, we have to involve those safety. I know everybody talks about Big 12 being a passing conference, which it does, but right here having to involve the safeties in the run game fits, very important. Here, right here, Rob did a great job of, I like the way you put it, aggressively doing his job and taking care of his gap responsibility.
Yeah, he's a big kid. He's got a lot of potential there at that safety spot, and hopefully he continues to come on. Next play is another critical down. You got second 13, got him backed up again, 4 minutes left in the football game. Got to get off the field. Guys are feeling a little bit, starting to get aggressive. And here you see Bookie. He's coming down into the formation, going to apply some pressure, create an incomplete pass. Aggressive play again from these guys up front, forcing an errant throw.
Yeah, great, great. Another great clip. You know, Bookie has a lot. And again, you know, he had a lot of things coming on when he came, but really when he came to OU, but really good football player, smart. You see the quickness and surge right here, that part, that little surge that caused pressure on the quarterback. And in this game, in that particular point, very well needed.
Yeah,
a lot of energy brought by the defense late in that game. Well, we got a big opponent coming up on Saturday. Sooners looking to make it 18 straight on the road. We'll talk about the TCU offense and also about some names to keep an eye on come Saturday for the Sooner defense as we're inside the Coach's Corner with Ruff and McNeil. Stick around.
It is I, thine king. Today, I speaketh on behalf of Bud Light and the most sacred of traditions, the tailgate. In my days as a collegiate liege, I hosted the very first tailgate in yon woods. We didn't have coolers or sports. We were basically just in the woods. But we had Bud Light, so a tailgate it was. Anyway, I invite you to continue my legacy and enjoy Bud Light courtesy of me at your tailgate. Also courtesy of me. Dilly dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Lindsey Buckingham, live in concert. The Showplace Theater at Riverwind, Friday, November 9th. With very special guest, J.S. Ondara. Get tickets now at riverwind.com. Lindsey Buckingham, performing hits spanning his entire career. Check more at lindseybuckingham.com.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a trip to the Heisman Ceremony or a Nissan Titan. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan, choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. No purchase necessary. Ends 11-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
Hey, Jason, I keep hearing about Air Comfort Solutions' energy savings agreement. Talk to me about that.
Well, Gary, it's pretty simple. Those who have signed up for an energy savings agreement have access to 2 tune-ups a year, a 1-inch air filter, 2 maintenance visits each year, priority customer same-day service, no waiting, and 15% discount on any repairs.
I got to tell you, that sounds like an amazing deal. Write it down. How do I sign up?
All you have to do is call Air Comfort Solutions at 721-3740 and ask about our energy savings agreement.
Hey guys, is it time to get your hair in the game?
Time to claim your spot!
Then it's time to check in online at sportclips.com/check-in for a fresh cut, legendary hot steam towel, and massaging shampoo. So do your hair a favor by checking in online and arrive just in time for your Sport Clips MVP haircut experience while you surround yourself with sports on TV. Get in line online at sportclips.com/check-in.
Time to claim your spot!
Bad things happen. It's part of the game. This is Chris Hammonds, captain of the 2000 National Championship team and partner of the law firm Laird Hammonds Laird. When you turn to the courts to right a wrong in your life, choose a team that won't fumble your case. From personal injury to family law to criminal defense, Laird Hammonds Laird has the right game plan.
Call Laird Hammonds Laird at 405-703-4567 or visit LHLlaw.com today.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. T-Lale 31 writes, having dinner with my little buddy at Chick-fil-A and he found the slide. We may never leave. Aw, sounds like fun, T. It's the little things that bring kids to the dinner table. Now, getting them off the slide, that's another story. May we suggest nuggets and dipping sauce? Tweet your stories at Chick-fil-A with hashtag the little things.
At Landers Auto Group of Norman, we never underestimate the heart of a champion because we know what it takes to be one of the best. Hard work, time, the drive to compete, the will to win. Whether you're in a dealership or on the football field, you've got a job to do. And no matter what, you get it done. So get ready, Sooner Nation, because here we go. Landers Auto Group of Norman, driving tradition, proud partner of Sooner Athletics.
OU students, be a part of the winning team at this year's Oklahoma Blood Institute Bedlam Blood Battle. November 5th through the 9th at the ROTC Armory by the stadium. There'll be free food, free t-shirts, and a chance to win a $250 gift card to the OU Student Store. Text OBI4OU to 59925 to enter to win. Prove why OU is the best in Oklahoma by donating blood and saving lives. Boomer Sooner.
Final segment with coaches on the Coach's Corner. Ruffin and McNeil along with Teddy Lehman. I'm Chris Plank. Coach, you're staying up in the booth.
Yes,
and
yes.
Going to have Coach Diaco down on the field. What led to you? Have you liked it up there, having that unique perspective?
Well, you know, trying to keep everything the same was important as far as logistics with coaches. And I've been in the box this year the entire time. And the vision up there is great. And my eyes have been trained, you know, being third night. I've been trained from the field for so long. And I've retrained them now from the box view, which don't sound much. But for me, it's a lot. I like seeing the play from end zone look, but also from top look. So in practice and on the field, I always got that. But now my eyes are trained for that. So that was the biggest reason. And then we know, of course, we've had some rehearsals at that with bye week and this week as well.
Who are some of the guys individually this second half of the season you're looking forward to make some big leaps and bounds in how they've played?
Well, you know, always starting up front, Kenneth Mann, he was nicked up a little bit for us, but getting him playing it, and Kenneth Mann, Nathan, along with Neville, having those guys in our mind, those guys have been very stalwarts for us up front and need those guys to continue. Q Overton has done a great job of just coming a little better by a week, a little bit better there as well. Of course, Ronnie Perkins, you know, continue like another bookie we talked about earlier, but a young player that really has had some really significant playing time for us up front. At linebacker again, K-9, Kenneth doing a great job. Buzz has really played well. Caleb involved and having Caleb's, you know, experience and talent back mixed in that group. Again, we mentioned Bookie earlier, playing even the back end and nickel position. When we go to 5 DBs, I think we're looking for Bookie really to settle in and do a great job. The guy in the back end for me always is Trey Norwood. He's always steady and understanding. And then Trey Brown twitches. He had a really, really good bye week. Had a tough time. His mother passed away this weekend. So, but he's back at practice and doing well. And then we mentioned Robert. But that whole group, you know, as a whole, making sure they continue to advance and get better each day. For example, the game's on Saturday, which you all know, but let's get better today. And that's been the whole message that we preach and I preach.
I'm glad you mentioned Trey. We do just want to send out our thoughts and prayers with Trey Brown and his family after his mom passed away. So obviously tough time for anyone to lose a family member, but just want to make sure that Trey and his family knew that they were in our thoughts. Coach, no easy way to segue, but let's talk about TCU a little bit. Had a chance to watch him on national TV on Thursday night. What's kind of stood out as you prepared for Gary Patterson, well, Sonny Cumbie's offense coming up this Saturday?
Well, you know, I guess I'm dating my age because Sonny was playing when I was coaching at Texas Tech. So Sonny's done a great job of offense. I've known Gary for a long time since the Navy days, but really done an outstanding job at TCU. The first thing that comes to mind when you think of them from an offensive, either defensive point of view, but in this case, offensively, is speed at every position, every skill position, from the wide receiver to the running back position, as well as Robinson at quarterback. They all have that speed and athleticism up front, always steady and well coached. They have an ability to spread the field with that speed and then take advantage of their running game and having good runners there. But speed is the first thing that comes to mind. Spreading the field comes up very quickly, and knowing they're going to continue to play hard.
What's the key with stopping Robinson? You know, he's had some troubles. He's turned the football over quite a bit, but as we see here on some of these highlights, he can really burn you with some athleticism.
I think you have to be very disciplined in your run lanes and your rush lanes as well, and run lanes, but rush lanes and then on the back end, make sure you blend your coverages and make him continue growing as a quarterback, because Sonny played quarterbacks and be a great teacher of quarterbacks, but make sure you change the looks up front and try to just help maybe make him hesitate a little bit. But he is skilled, and we are very aware that he has the ability to take, put it down and run with it. And but we definitely have to make sure we're very disciplined up front with our, whether we're pressuring or what have you, with our rush lanes and even run lanes, because they do have some designed quarterback run game.
Yeah, and I think an incredibly deceiving record for this team, too, because they were tight with Ohio State midway through the fourth quarter. Texas kind of got a late touchdown to make that look a little bit more decisive than it was, and obviously a dogfight with Texas Tech on Thursday night. I guess my point is, Coach, even though they lost three of their last four, it's still a really good football team.
Really good football team. And I watched all those games and every game they played like we all do as coaches, but, you know, Ohio State was a back-and-forth game, very high-intense, and like you said, made something a little bit later to make it look different than it really was, along with the Texas game. Texas, did a good job. That was back and forth. And then the Texas Tech game was nip and tuck and really tight. And so, you know, you had a chance to see they never stopped giving great effort, and that speed on offense is still there from our defensive point of view. You still have to be aware of that because there you have to make sure you keep a great job keeping top on them and a great job making sure you always have eyes, keen eyes on those guys, great eye discipline.
You mentioned all the speed that they have offensively, great set of skill guys. Who do you think is most important to stop?
Well, you know, it's safe, but me, Mager's great, really, really a get after it guy. He's got a tenacity about him catching the football and really attacks the football, you know, like some other players that we've been around. And of course, Turpin with his speed, and they have found ways to get the ball to him. You know, those two guys, but then they have the runners as well that can, you know, you saw them against Ohio State, that could even take it a distance. So, you know, Rager's a really good one. You have to always keep it out because he is a next-level guy, but Turpin with his speed is always dangerous as well.
Got time for a couple more before we get to your Academy Sports and Outdoors Twitter question today. Coach, I wanted to talk a little bit about one of, I don't know, it's no longer your old guys on the defensive line because now they're all your guys, but I've been intrigued to watch Neville Gallimore this year. How have you seen him progress over the last couple of weeks in taking on this renewed challenge of, hey, stepping up and being more of a leader?
More consistent in his technique and aggressiveness there, which means, to me, clear mind means fast legs and clouded mind means slow legs. His mind has been clear. He's been more consistent in use of his technique and his toolbox and really has caused some really positive plays for us, and it's good to see. And he's one that we're really going to need for him to even turn up another two notches, three notches, to be able to be successful on defense and keep the pressure on up front.
How's my guy Kenneth Murray doing? Is he helping you out with this transition? I mean, I know he's always completely locked in on what's going on with this football
locked
team.
Locked in. And he's one of those guys like you, Ted, could play to any era. You never see him on a class list. You never see him on a miss list. You know, he's there every day. He was voted captain by his teammates at a young age. And it's like talking to another coach on the field. And I've always said the Mike linebackers and me are quarterbacks. And with him, our deal is Mike be the Mike. He'll hear that from me a lot. Mike be the Mike. And that means Mike be the Mike, run the defense. And we've done a really good job the last couple of weeks here of making sure he's in tune, which he has been. This is what we want to go to if this happens. And this is what the tendency is, so make sure we're in this. He's able to handle that at a very young age. Very impressive.
I love his passion.
Oh, yeah.
I love his passion and energy. All right, let's wrap it up with Coach Ruff so we can get back to game planning with the Academy Sports and Outdoor Twitter question of the day. This comes from Zach, who wants to know, Ruff, a lot of players, coaches look up to you. Which coaches did you look up to early in your career?
I say the first one was my dad. He coached me, and I was not treated with a kind hand.
That's always tough. It's always tough when your dad's
it's
your
tough.
Coach.
Oh, you know,
because he has to make a point that he's not going to give you special treatment, right?
And he had no problem making that point very extra. I would say my college coach, Pat Dye. Pat's in the Hall of Fame, and he was like a dad and still is like a father to me right now. And at an early age, those two guys were, you know. Now I like watching Coach Belichick's teams play. You know, I don't watch much football away from office. I get away from it. But when I see I just like the way his teams play and the way they're structured and disciplined. It reminds me of how Coach Dye coaches and as well as my dad. So right now, great question. Those three names come to mind. My dad was very disciplined. Very, 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 very disciplined. And Coach Dye, who was as many varies as disciplined. And I think Coach Belichick, having visited with that staff, is the same way, with a lot of varied disciplines behind it.
Oh, it's funny. Ted, who's your favorite NFL team to watch?
Patriots.
Fitting, right?
For that reason exactly.
Good luck this week, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Teddy and I will come back and wrap up the Coach's Corner next, presented by Riverwind.
Blind. Live in concert. The Showplace Theatre at Riverwind, Saturday, December 29th. Get tickets now at riverwind.com. The EP, Thanks for Everything, is available everywhere now. There's more at thirdeyeblind.com.
If you're like me and you love... I mean, if you have a... thing, then cutting the cord is scary. But then I found out I could switch to DirecTV Now and still get the live sports I love. No satellite needed, no bulky hardware, no annual contract, just...
Get the live sports you love. DirecTV Now. Visit DirecTVNow.com. DirecTV Now. More for your thing. That's our thing. Compatible devices required. Sold separately. Service renews and is billed monthly until canceled. Charges, exclusions, and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm attorney Noble McIntyre of McIntyre Law. For the past 22 years, I've helped people injured as the result of automobile or motorcycle crashes, mistakes made by doctors or hospitals, or even because of a badly designed medical device such as a defective hip implant. I hope you never need an injury attorney, but if you do and you would like to talk to an experienced trial lawyer, please call me. The consultation is free and I will answer any questions you may have. Call 405-917-5200 or visit McIntyreLaw.com today.
We're all united in our concern for those affected by Hurricane Michael. United Ways across the region are helping communities face the devastating effects of this storm and offering hope and help when and where it's needed most. United Way has created the United Way Michael Recovery Fund to support local communities impacted by this hurricane. To find out how you can help those impacted by natural disasters, visit unitedway.org. unitedway.org.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh. Dilly Dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're saving your time at Homeland.
Stop by your neighborhood Homeland today and get your game day necessities at the OU tailgate headquarters. You'll find everything you need for a quick and easy game time meal with weekly specials on some of your favorite grocery items. Join Homeland, your friends and family, as we cheer on the Sooners this season. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, your tailgate headquarters for OU football.
Good to be home.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. Martell Sincere writes, I'm at Chick-fil-A having dinner, hashtag dinner, hashtag dinner tonight, hashtag dinner time, hashtag dinner is ready, hashtag chicken, hashtag Chick-fil-A, hashtag food, hashtag foodie Friday, hashtag foodie. Wow, thanks for the love, Mr. Sincere. It's the little things that make dinner special, like hashtags. Speaking of, tweet your stories at Chick-fil-A with hashtag the little things.
If you're like me, when you're looking for a car, you want to be treated right. Free oil changes are nice, but what about after the sale? That's why I always come to Patriot Ford. Best service in the state. Don't take my word for it. Ask Coach.
When it comes to service, no one beats Patriot Ford.
The best part is right now they're offering a 4-year, 60,000-mile warranty with every new vehicle sold. Every vehicle. What are you waiting for? Come down I-35 to exit 95 to Patriot Ford in Purcell, Oklahoma.
$19.99, Bob Stoops' very first season was the last time the Sooners have lost consecutive games in the same season. Lincoln Riley was a sophomore at Muleshoe High School in Texas. 37 straight wins after a regular season loss. Teddy, you were part of a lot of teams that bounced back in a big way. What's made this program so good at bouncing back after tough losses?
Great players, great coaches. I mean, that helps a lot. Some of the great quarterback play we've had around here, some of the great skill positions and coaching staff. So I think that's the biggest thing. Whenever you have really good football teams, they don't lose a whole lot of football games. So haven't been many opportunities to lose back-to-back games. And, I think this team is going to bounce back in nice fashion. I really do. I know there's been some changes made. Ruffin taking over as defensive coordinator, I feel really strongly this team's going to have a nice performance.
Quick look at the Big 12 standings. Sooners are right there, as you might imagine, with a gaggle of one-loss teams, including West Virginia, who was beaten by Iowa State last Saturday. But Teddy, in our final 15 seconds, just kind of keeping that clear mind, fast feet, no cloudy mind, no slow feet, right?
I love that. I love that. Simplify it. Let these guys fly around and make plays.
Should be fun, man. We'll see you in Fort Worth this weekend. For Teddy Lehman, for Ruffin McNeil and Cale Gundy, and our producer, Zach Tilley, I'm Chris Plank. Until next time, Boomer Sooner.
This has been the Riverwind Coach's Corner, presented by Riverwind, still the one. Also brought to you in part by Sport Clips, where it's good to be a guy. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Sooner Sports Network.